Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Maybe I'm crazy. Hey guys, special bonus Maybe I'm Crazy podcast episode for you. Chris Broussard joined me on The Hang, and we discuss a lot of the NBA drama that's popping off right now. It gets intense. I back up some of my predictions. Actually, Chris backs up some of my predictions, but here it is for you. Enjoy. Welcome to The Hang. I'm Joy Chase, Chris Broussard. Welcome back, Chris.
It's always great to be in The Hang.
See, you're like an expert now. We're going to get this, like, we gotta be professional.
Oh,
here.
I'm
there
sorry
we go.
About that.
You're a seasoned vet now. You just know to just change and relax.
Yes.
Get out of that.
Usually in a suit. Just got done working out.
Oh, you worked out
over
here?
Over at the Fox Studios, yes.
Look at you.
I'm getting it in. I'm trying to get like Jason McIntyre.
Yeah, Jason likes to wear those medium shirts, though.
Yes. Had the nerve to come on my podcast in a tank top, in a jersey, to show off his massive arms.
Matt, I haven't seen him, but I'm going to have a conversation with him about that. In the Zone podcast.
Yes,
in
the Zone.
Which you can get on all podcast platforms. Who did you have on recently besides
Jason? We have Michael Rappaport. We just dropped that today.
Oh,
Michael
nice.
Rappaport was great. Last week, who did we have? Jim Jackson was recently. I don't know if that was last week, but we've had some great.
Fizdale.
David Fizdale.
Ooh, did yes. I tell you he's coming to the Lakers?
We actually talked to him right before, I think it was the day or two before that speculation, because that's what it was, dropped. But I don't, look, if they get rid of Luke Walton, Fizdale will definitely be on the show shortlist. You think when? They're going to give him a legit shot. But here's what you always have to remember. Anytime a coach was not brought in by the front office, then there's always a possibility.
I like Luke Walton. I'm just saying LeBron's not going to play for Luke Walton. He will play for Fizdale. So when the Cavs lose the East this year, which, by the way, is my prediction, we'll get to that in a little bit.
To who, Boston?
Yeah. LeBron's going to leave the Cavaliers because of the oldest team in the NBA. He's going to come to the Lakers, play with Lonzo. Luke Walton's going to leave, a.k.a. get fired, unfortunately, and then David Fizdale's going to come in.
What are you going to do with LeVar? Because I don't think LeBron's going to join that service.
Here's the thing about LeVar. And we're going to take questions with Chris in a little bit, so put them in the comment section, and we'll do the emoji game in a bit as well. Here's what you do with LeVar. LeVar, if you pay attention to the way LeVar moves, this is how LeVar moves. Because LeVar he's smarter than all of us, right? Like, LeVar's a genius. You can say whatever you want about LeVar, but, like, we're at his mercy. Sorry. It is what it is. I mean, you can live in your own reality where LeVar doesn't exist and you complain about him, but you're really just building him up. These are facts. Let me know when I'm lying.
Genius. You lost me at genius.
Sure. I mean, people thought Steve Jobs was a crazy person.
I wouldn't say genius.
People thought Albert Einstein was a crazy person.
Computers or technology, Apple.
Create his own league and take down the NCAA. I'll be happy to add all of you and tell you that I was right.
Okay. Moving on.
The important thing is, LeVar only says that stuff when he needs to gas up Lonzo. You didn't hear from LeVar at UCLA. Why?
No, we did hear. We heard that his son was better than Steph Curry.
Okay, but during his tenure at... When did he do that, though?
When
it was at the
end.
When it was at the end of his UCLA career and he was about to enter the NBA draft. When he was playing at UCLA and he was crushing it...
He said that during the season.
Towards the end of the season. Can we fact check this, please?
Before the NCAA tournament.
Unlike Michael Rappaport's, I am
Rappaport's serial
podcast. We do fact check. It doesn't matter. He was gassing him up for the NBA.
Yeah, but he was, I mean, he didn't need, Lonzo
he wasn't
didn't
talking
need
about
it.
Alford.
Lonzo was
he
getting
wasn't talking
all
about he
sorts
he needs
of
more
love.
Minutes. Of course, that's why.
Look, I'm with you on, it's not, they don't absolutely have to trade Lonzo to get LeBron.
They ain't trading Lonzo.
But, well, if it meant getting LeBron, you might. But what I'm saying is they do have to silence LeVar.
We haven't heard from LeVar in a couple days.
Yeah, this is the longest stretch. I think it's been It seems like a week, 2 weeks that we haven't heard
he's busy in Lithuania.
Anything from LeVar. So, well, that hasn't stopped him in the past.
Well, I'm saying right now he is.
You know, so hopefully
LaMelo is playing good.
I like LeVar. I hope he just goes silent and lets the game speak for itself as far as LeVar. And then maybe they will get LeBron.
I mean, what's the saying? Hope in one hand, you know?
Well,
in the other.
You were in Miami with LeBron. You think he wants to go join what could be a circus if LeBron is making
LeBron
these types of comments?
LeBron is drama, which we're going to get to in a second.
But he likes his own drama.
But he likes his own drama. But I do think LeBron is looking now towards the twilight of his career. He dropped the kids line, which, as we all know, is the big telltale sign that you're seeing the end of your career.
Okay.
Like, I want to spend time with my kids. It's like, dun, dun, dun. And listen,
But that's what, 5 years from now?
Sure. But, like, is he going to spend that in Cleveland? I don't think he is.
I'm beginning to think he is going to leave, too.
So where's he
going
to go?
There's all sorts of options. I mean, Houston, the Lakers, Philadelphia.
It's LeBron
New York.
James. He's coming to the Lakers.
Why?
Because.
He may. I'm not saying he won't.
Because
but
look, here's why. Because LeBron's a superstar, and that's we're in Los Angeles.
What about New York?
He ain't got time for New York. There's New York fans. Like, I love Knicks fans, but I mean, he's going to play for that owner? Come on now. I mean, what? He's going to go from the Cleveland owner to that owner to the New York Knicks owner?
The owner has turned it over to a nice basketball operations department. Scott Perry and Steve Mills. Yeah. Seriously. And that owner, look, he's got his issues, but he does spend money. Mm. And that's one of the things LeBron wants in an owner. Pay the money for us to get the players. And you got Kristaps Porzingis, who's better than anybody on the Lakers.
Porzingis! Kristaps.
So I'm not, I don't know where he's going, but I'm just saying.
Banger? Yeah. Banger.
Yes. Banger, yeah.
All right. Well, I disagree. I think he's coming to the Lakers. But
You might be right.
You know more about the NBA than me. But I'm going to stick
when
on
when it comes to LeBron, we're all speculating because nobody knows what he's going to do. But I do think there's a good chance he's leaving.
He's leaving. But let's talk about the other drama in the NBA. Ain't no drama like NBA drama. I love the NBA. Oh, I mean,
Do you actually love the game?
Everybody loves the drama.
Do you love the game? Do you love this?
Yes.
Or do you love the drama?
But the drama makes that better. Because storylines are what brings out passion in fans. And it just makes it more interesting.
I think a lot of people like the drama more than the actual
The drama
game.
Is amazing. And this Clippers Rockets drama, first of all, I don't know what the bleep is going on here. I still don't know the story. I don't think anybody knows the story. Except for, Trevor Ariza and Gerald Green went down. They got 2-game suspensions. I don't in any way agree that Austin Rivers should be suspended because he's doing what everyone else is doing.
Yes.
But, first of all, explain what the hell happened.
Well,
from what you understand.
From people I've talked to, obviously there have been reports. I've read those and also talked to some people. And Trevor Ariza was obviously upset. We could see that on the court. And he thought Austin Rivers shouted some stuff at him that was really just off the chain.
Okay.
You know, out of bounds. And he went through the hallway. Let's stop calling it a secret
garden passageway.
I'm picturing people, you know, under
Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah, down, hunched down, crawling, camouflage.
They're going through the like air vents of the Staples Center. Amazing.
And, but it's, you know, players knew that this hallway existed. A lot of players congregate from both teams out there during games.
So there is a secret hallway.
No, there's a hallway.
It's not a secret.
It's a secret to the fans, but heck, the locker room's a secret to the fans.
It sounds better than if it's a secret.
Yes, it does.
Let's just keep calling it the secret hallway for the purpose of this conversation. Yes.
So Trevor Ariza went to the hallway, the secret hallway, goes into the training room of the Clippers locker room.
Okay.
And so Trevor wanted to go in there and see what Austin had called him and was saying about him. Now, the question, the real mystery is what was Chris Paul's role?
Right.
The NBA has become convinced. They've either become convinced that Chris Paul and James Harden were peacemakers. And here I will put forth this possible scenario that fits that. Maybe they were just in the hall, in the secret hallway, talking or whatever.
Right.
And Trevor was like, yo, I'm going in there. And so Chris is already in the hallway and is going after him like, man, look, trying to make sure he doesn't get out of control.
So he's being Cliff Paul in this spot.
Yes, yes, maybe. But there's also this did the NBA, we know how hyped the NBA is about their Saturday night games. Mm-hmm. And their first Saturday night matchup, I believe, is coming up, Golden State versus Houston. Mm. We know that they were like, look, don't let the stars sit out on Saturday night, right? No, you know, rest them in practice, no back-to-backs, whatever. Don't sit them out. Did the NBA want James Harden and Chris Paul in that Saturday night game?
Of course.
Okay, that makes me wonder if those two got some special star treatment. Because other than the scenario I painted, and maybe Chris was a peacemaker, but I could also say Chris should have kept Ariza and Gerald Green in the locker room with the rest of their teammates.
Right.
So I don't know exactly their, you know, some of the Clippers think Chris was just as involved as the rest of them. I'm not sure, but that's really the scenario. Chris was embarrassed and frustrated.
Right.
So it's not too far of a stretch to think he may have, you know, gone with Trevor to
so delicious.
To talk trash or whatever.
It really is great.
I like the suspensions, though, the two games. I think it should have been.
Yeah, but none of the Clippers should have been suspended, though. They were where they were supposed to be.
What about Blake bumping D'Antoni?
Okay, fine. All right, maybe. But D'Antoni's got to be better than that. I mean, what are you going to do?
He shouldn't be cursing out.
What are you going to do? Like, are you going to do to Blake Griffin? Can we be serious for 5 seconds? Relax.
No, well, he's not going to fight him.
Okay, but, so then what are you talking bleep for then?
I said that Blake should not be suspended if D'Antoni was on the court. But it looked to me like D'Antoni was not on the court.
He was
out of the coach's box. So maybe you say, look, keep your butt in the coach's box and you won't get bumped. I don't know.
I mean.
But Blake has done that before. He did it to Mark Jackson.
I got to calm down. See what's happening?
You don't like D'Antoni?
Huh?
Well,
no.
But you gotta get
I just
got to
calm down because I almost said something regretful. Here's the thing.
You have to be careful nowadays.
I'm just saying, I'm live. Okay.
You have to be careful nowadays.
I think that D'Antoni is being unprofessional by saying bleep you to a player in that spot. Blake Griffin is bigger than him. Well, and all I'm saying is, definitely. At one point or another, we got to stop talking. We got to do something.
But if he was smaller, you wouldn't have had a problem with it? If it was Patrick Beverley?
I'm just saying, be about that life. Like, but Patrick Beverley is a player. He's not a coach.
Well, here, I agree with you. Coaches have to be above that. However, if a player has called you out, and Blake said something to him before that, I believe, and with foul language, and then bumps you, at some point, your manhood kicks in, you're like, I'm just not going to take it anymore.
Okay, fine. I agree with you.
Now, Mark Jackson handled it much better than Mike D'Antoni. He pulled Blake aside, hey, man, look, you better than that. You know Mark. You better than that.
Right.
And they settled it. He should have been like that. That's the way a coach handles it. However, sometimes your emotions get...
I think if Blake does that again, though, he's suspended. But as far as the actual incident, I don't think any Clippers should have been suspended because they were in their locker.
I agree. I'll say this. I liked what was going on the court.
Yeah, I'm fine
I like the chippiness, you know, the getting in each other's faces, all that. I just don't like it after the game. It's in the secret hallway.
In the secret hallway.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Okay, and then to wrap this whole saga up, which I think just actually made it worse. And I like Austin Rivers, and I get it. Like, if you play for your dad, you got to talk a lot. I'm sure he gets trash talk to him every second of every game, and then he's got to have a chip on his shoulder. And I get it, okay? So I don't have any problem with anyone talking. I'm just saying at one point or another, we got to stop talking. Like, that is where this goes, right? We're just gonna keep talking to each other? I don't understand how that works. But he said that Trevor Ariza called him.
Yes.
And who had this report? Ramona Shelburne?
Ramona Shelburne.
Love Ramona. Hi, Ramona. He told her that they spoke. He called him to hash it out. And they're good. And here's the thing. I don't need to know who called who. Like, if I call someone to try and squash something and you tell it publicly that I called you, it's not squashed anymore. Well, first of all, if you beef with me, we'd be forever anyway.
It's so not squashed anymore.
Ain't no calling. Ain't having no conversations. All right, you on the list. You don't get off the list until you're dead. That's just how it works with me. However, if you are the kind of person who likes to squash beefs, if you say I called you, it had a feeling of like, yeah, he called me. I could be gassing it up, but that's just how I feel about it.
I had no problem with
I don't know why that is pertinent information.
Austin
saying
said.
That we spoke and saying
because you're saying people writers, and I'm a writer. I've been a writer for my whole career. Writers would take it, really, they would have your attitude of, oh, Austin and Trevor hate each other, and for the rest of their career, they will always be at odds. When that could be the furthest thing from the truth. When they could actually be hanging out in the off season.
Sure.
So what Austin did was put the truth out there so that people don't think he and Trevor are at odds anymore. I actually think it made Trevor look good, like the bigger man, because Trevor was being viewed as the hothead. He was the one we saw talking with the Rockets bench. He's the one that got fined. We know he was the instigator
and he got
of the
suspended.
Whole thing and suspended. And so Austin actually painted Trevor in a good light. Like, man, look, he called. It was a misunderstanding. And Austin apologized. Austin admitted, I told him, man, I'm sorry, you know, as well. So it wasn't like Austin was just saying, yeah, he came to me on his hands and knees begging me for forgiveness
no.
or anything.
Okay, listen, I'm a little more hostile than the average cat, all right? But I to me, that just came across as like, I don't need to know who called who. Like, if it's squash, it's squash.
You love drama. What do you mean you don't need? You want to know. You want to know.
I mean, I just feel like this added
more
drama.
You love it that he said it.
I think it just added more drama.
That's what fans
because
like.
Because of the specific way. What did Shannon say? Specificity? What was that word?
Specificity?
Specificity?
I was an English major in college.
Specificity that he used in describing the situation. I feel like words are important. But how you say things are important. Saying he called me feels meh.
I disagree, but hey. That's what the hang is all
well,
about.
Well, I don't think this is over. I think it's just added
I think
more
it's
fuel
over,
fire.
Though. I really do. I wouldn't be surprised if we saw Austin in a State Farm commercial in the backseat with Trevor singing some corny pop
right
song.
Now. Yeah, that's a possibility. You know? We've been fooled before. All right, so what's going on in Cleveland? Sky is falling.
It's like Groundhog Day,
I know,
right?
It really is.
Every year.
It is like Groundhog Day,
back.
Except for, and I agree with you, you said this on the show, I don't know if anybody's coming to help them this time.
No, I agree. And that's what the players are concerned about. Because if Cleveland, even if they make a trade, if they don't give up that Brooklyn pick,
who are they
then
getting?
Exactly. It's going to be a lateral move. You're going to maybe marginally improve, but not enough to really have a legitimate chance to be Golden State. And that's what the players, that's why their spirits are a bit down. And what scares me or concerns me about Cleveland, because I still would pick them to win the East if gun to my head. But what concerns me is if you're Cleveland and you go to you start the playoffs and you don't think you can beat Golden State. In fact, you don't even think you can compete with Golden State.
Right.
How motivated are you to really get back to the finals? Consciously, you may be telling yourself, all right, this is it. We don't want Kyrie to win the East. We want to win the East. Of course, we want to go to the finals. But if in your heart you really don't believe you can win, and the last thing or the second to last thing you want, because the last thing would be losing to Kyrie, but the second to last thing you want is to go to the finals and get swept or destroyed in five games, then I think their motivation won't be at its peak, and then that's when you could be upset by Boston or Toronto.
I don't see Toronto upsetting them, but and that's not just the Toronto. I just think just LeBron owns them. Boston. I've already went on a limb. I think that Boston's going to win just because of what you said. That I just don't see anyone coming. And if they give up that Brooklyn pick, I already told you LeBron's leaving. He's going to the Lakers. Like at me. So
have you told the Cavs front office that yet?
Have I told them?
Have you called them and told them? Like,
no, but we're live right now. Like, someone can send it to them.
Kobe Altman.
I'm sure they have suspicions. I'm sure their spidey senses are tingling, which is why they're not going to trade that pick. Because fool me once, like LeBron is capable of leaving, no matter what he says. I know it's his home.
Well, look, they went to LeBron, from what I'm told. He knew they could have gotten Paul George and Eric Bledsoe for Kyrie Irving. George, one of the things George wanted to go to Cleveland and stay not just this year, but next year, because Paul has that option. Paul George wanted to know
LeBron's
a commitment from LeBron.
Right.
And LeBron wouldn't do it. So, again, I'm not saying that means 100% he's leaving, but it means he certainly isn't committed to you.
Of course.
And I'm with you. I get the Cavs players being like, look, give up that pick, let's go for it. Because maybe, right now Oklahoma City doesn't want to trade Paul George.
Right.
But maybe if you're willing to give up that pick, then maybe you can get Paul George, because that'd be a valuable pick for Oklahoma City. And they are a team that needs good drafts because free agents aren't going there.
Right.
However, so I get it from the players. However, if I'm the Cavs front office, I'm sorry. I can't give up that pick, because everybody's saying, oh, it's the seventh pick, it's the eighth pick, Brooklyn's playing better. When they got Kyrie in 2011, that was supposed to be the eighth pick. Turns out they have the draft lottery, it ends up being the first pick. When they got Anthony Bennett, which was a horrible selection, but it was the number one pick,
right.
It was supposed to be ninth. So Cleveland's saying, heck, seventh, it might become two or one or whatever.
Right. Well, I mean, if I'm Cleveland, I'm pushing all in right now. I hear what you're saying.
So you would give up the pick.
Well, because there's no guarantee LeBron is going to stay. If he leaves, it's over anyway.
So you would give up the pick?
Yes, I would.
Oh, I thought you wouldn't.
Well, I mean, like, I'm not, it's easy for me to say, like, who am I? I'm just sitting here talking to you. Like, I don't have that's not my job and family and stuff to worry about. But I'm saying go all in now, because if LeBron leaves, what are you going to do anyway?
I don't know. Look, let's say LeBron leaves. Now, you're not going to be a contender.
Right.
But you could get a Trae Young. You could get a Marvin Bagley. You know,
no,
some of these other.
No, I get the value of it as far as, like, moving forward. But if you're talking about championships and you need to win right now, like, do you care about winning another championship or you care about longevity? Like, you're Cleveland.
But what move is out there that, now, I do think a Paul George move would really be interesting and get them right. Where you could think on paper, okay, they can now compete with Golden State.
But doesn't this also need to happen?
But it still may,
like,
not get you a championship.
Soon?
Well, February 8th is the trade deadline.
I mean, yeah, but I'm saying, like, you need to integrate them into the system. And you got Isaiah Thomas, obviously, is like, what I mean, which I think is going to be the worst trade in NBA history, but whatever. I mean, when, like, are we reacting too soon to Isaiah not being what he needs to be?
I mean, look, you brought up a good question. What is Isaiah Thomas?
He's a scorer.
But is he a legitimate star?
No, I don't think so. I think what he was with Boston, he was the guy in Boston. He's not the guy in Cleveland. Although I think he thinks he's the guy in Cleveland, but he's not the guy in Cleveland. And that's a problem.
Well, before he went to Boston and joined Brad Stevens' system, Isaiah Thomas was Jamal Crawford, which is a good, really good player. But it's not a star.
Yeah, but there's good players, there's stars.
That's what I'm saying.
Superstars.
The perception since when he joined Cleveland was that he's a star now. He was fifth in the MVP voting last year.
But
my ballot and overall.
He was hot last year.
Yeah, and he was also in a great system that was built around him offensively.
Don't leave while you're hot. That's how May screwed up.
Well, he didn't leave while he was hot. He got the boot while he was hot.
Yeah.
But I still, regardless, he's only played 5 games. I think you have to give him a little time to see. That's why LeBron's frustrated, because we got to work in Derrick Rose. We got to work in Isaiah Thomas. We got to work in Tristan Thompson.
Derrick Rose doesn't play basketball, so they just don't have to worry about that. But the Isaiah
he might play tonight, supposedly.
Yeah. All right.
Is there hating on the Hang?
Huh?
I
don't think there is any.
There's never hating on
how. Well, speaking of Isaiah Thomas, before we get to the fan questions, I know we're going long here. I'm sorry, guys, but it's just so good. No one is confused about my take on Derrick Rose, right? There's no confusion about that. I think
you obviously don't like him.
I don't think he's fine. Like, I have nothing against him personally. I just don't think he plays basketball. I'm confused why people keep paying him to not play basketball. He's made a lot of money to not play basketball.
He's been hurt.
Correct.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, that's fine. Like, he's not hurt on purpose. I'm just saying, like, people were acting like that was a game changer or something, like, for that seat that he's going to occupy on the bench.
Last year he played virtually a whole season.
Oh. That worked out well for them, I thought. Did that work out well for them? I don't think it did. All right. Speaking of Isaiah Thomas, we got to talk about this because this is.
Hang, boy. Y'all don't take any prisoners. I am never getting on your bad side.
I told you.
Because told me it's in perpetuity.
Once we beef, we beef forever.
Remember, I told you, English major.
All right. Yeah. Yes. You're hitting us with the big words today.
Yes.
All right. So we got. Do we have this anywhere else? Do we have Paul Pierce anywhere else, or are we just going to do it here? We have it somewhere else? No.
Okay, by the way, I really enjoy Paul Pierce on television.
You haven't heard.
I like
you,
Paul Pierce.
You thought I was hot before this? All right, let's get serious. Okay, I got a lot to say about this. Because this happened after Brandon and I finished the Maybe I'm Crazy podcast. We're going to repost this on there as well. So
should I answer that for you?
What?
Maybe you're crazy. Should I?
You can.
Nah, I don't want to get
I positively
on
am. I positively am, so it's not going to hurt my feelings. But. Here's the thing about Paul Pierce. All right, and the situation is this: he's getting his jersey retired on the same night that Isaiah is coming back to Boston and actually going to play, as opposed to last time when he didn't play. They're going to play a video tribute because that's what every team does now. You got to play a video tribute. And Paul Pierce didn't want it because it's his night. All of which I'm fine with, but why do we have to know this? It is so petty. And I'm sorry, but the Celtics are in their feelings. I need them to get out of their feelings. As a man, I can't handle it. Like, you need to get out of your feelings. Why are
you're
in your feelings
man.
So much?
What do you mean, as a man, I can't?
You know what I'm saying? I cannot be in your feelings like that. Like, I don't care. It all started with the whole Ray Allen thing, and now I can't take it anymore, all right? I understand you're sensitive, all right?
So are you critical of Pierce or of the Celtics?
Okay, first of all, Celtics botched that situation terribly, okay?
Yes.
Just make it.
They should have made Paul Pierce night on when you played a different team.
First of all, you don't need to ask Isaiah when you're doing the video tribute, and nor does Isaiah need to play. It's not Isaiah's. He has nothing to do with your organization anymore. Play the little two-minute video. Yay, we love you, Isaiah. Move on with your life. What is this?
They should have played it the first time.
They should have played it the first time.
Now
you're going to play it the second time because he's playing. And and Paul Pierce is right. It's a feeling of guilt that they have. That's why this whole thing is an issue.
Well,
just let it be Paul Pierce's
night. But
they
gave Brian Scalabrine a video tribute. And Scal, I love you, the White Mamba, but you know, I'm just saying. So
I'm with you on the video.
They give them to everybody.
I'm with you on the video.
I think Kelly Olynyk got one.
Yes.
No disrespect, no. Kelly.
I love you, Kelly. Listen.
I think a highlight was him pulling Kevin Love's arm out of socket.
Yank. Listen, I'm with you on the video tributes. Unnecessary, okay. Which is why they should have done it the first time around.
I agree.
Celtics. Like, just don't stop. Don't hesitation. It'll mess you up. All right.
Yeah.
Just make a decision. Play it the first time. Play the little 2 minute video. We give them a nice little clap. We move on with our lives. All is done. All right. It's business. Ain't nobody that mad about it except for Isaiah. And you feel guilty because you're also in your feelings for whatever reason. Something in the water up there. Everybody's sensitive. Do like the Patriots do. Be killers because all this emotional stuff is wearing me out. So then it all goes public. And now Paul Pierce has to talk about it. And it is so petty. And now Paul Pierce is like, I want my night, which he deserves his night. I'm fine with that. But why do we all have to know all this? You can't tell me that's not petty.
No, hold on. If he hadn't said it.
Jalen already told him he was being petty.
No, look, it's not petty. A jersey retirement ceremony is a big deal.
I'm with you.
How many people get there, especially with
Boston.
The Celtics?
I'm with you. It should be his night. Why do we have to know all about this?
If we didn't know all about it, then guess what? It wouldn't have been solely his night. Isaiah still would have been getting his little video tribute on Paul Pierce night. He would have, because, I mean, Isaiah even said in his tweet, this has become such a big deal, I'm letting it go. So if Pierce had kept quiet, then
it's a video tribute. You know what? I'm with you. All right.
I do agree with Paul. You're with Paul.
I agree with him too, but I'm saying like you were talking about it too much. Y'all are grown men. Like, this is ridiculous. It's getting out of hand, okay? I'm with you. I understand what Paul is talking about. It should be on the Celtics. The Celtics destroyed the situation.
Look, I'm not mad at Isaiah. But if anybody's being petty, it would be Isaiah more than Paul. Because Isaiah, I mean, look, what's the difference in the video tribute if I'm playing or if I'm not? It wasn't like he wasn't going to be there. It wasn't like he was going to be back in Cleveland.
I agree. I don't
rehabbing.
Know why it was his decision
He was
in the
on
first
the bench.
Place.
Everybody knew he was there. They could have played the video tribute. It would have been fine. You don't need your family there for a video tribute when you're only there 2 years. Maybe I get it if you're there 10 years and it really was home and all that, but you're only there 2 years. I get it. You love the city. The fans loved you. But come on, take the video tribute and we would have been done with this.
Why was it his decision
the
in
Celtics
the first
didn't,
place?
Celtics, but here's where they made a mistake. When they told Isaiah, we'll just do it the next time Cleveland comes, they didn't realize at the time that that was the night they were honoring Pierce. And so that's when it got really messed up. I'm with Paul. I love Paul's honesty. He's great on TV because he's honest. He says some crazy things, outlandish stuff, but he's honest. I like it.
I think he's great on television, too. I especially appreciated the we are sad about Ray Allen not hugging us before he left for Miami.
Look at you. You had to get a heat thing in there.
I mean, that was that. That was amazing.
They are a team. A basketball team is a family. Ray was part of that family. They went to Rome together. They bonded in Rome. I can't even remember the saying Doc came up with. What was it? South African saying from Nelson Mandela.
You know what?
But they bonded, and then Ray just jetted on them. That's why they were upset. That's why they were hurt. Men can't have feelings, too. Hold on. Men can't. It's 2017. Men can't have feelings.
It's 2018. We're done with 2017.
Men can't have feelings.
Of course you can have feelings.
Men can't be sensitive.
You can have feelings. You can be sensitive. Just don't hit me with the, I'm a killer, I'm a hitter after that. Like, you good. You are what you are. I'm fine with it.
We can be sensitive on sometimes, and we can be killers at other times.
Ray left us.
It's 2018. It's the 2018, bro. It's the 2018.
Say goodbye. It's hard to say goodbye, you know? Yes. That's what they say. Yes. All right, this is from Andrew. We're going to take fan questions now. Is the NBA right now dealing with an image problem from the recent uptick in fights?
No. I don't think so. No. I mean, heck, they fight much more in baseball. They certainly fight much more in hockey.
They fight in baseball. I feel like they just like all run together and they kind of like push each other.
No, I mean, we've seen cats
people
knocked
like
out.
Swing.
We've seen cats get knocked out. And they do throw punches. Fights. You know, so I think baseball, hockey, is part of the freaking game, essentially.
That's
football, we saw Marshawn Lynch running across the field to get involved with people. So, no, I think basketball is fine.
I love you, Beast Mode.
I think I love the chip. Look, here's the thing. I don't want to go back to the 90s or the 80s when they were clotheslining people. It was too physical. The 90s when the Rockets and the Knicks were fighting in the finals and all that. But I do think the NBA has gone too far the other way. I can't dunk on a dude and look at him like this without getting a technical. That's ridiculous. Leave the emotion in the game.
The technicals have gotten out of control. Yeah. I agree with that. I think it's just, guys, it's getting to that part of the season where it's starting to become a grind. You know, All-Star break is around the corner.
Some teams know
tired.
They're out of it.
Right.
And they're frustrated.
Yeah. So I think that's more of it.
Players know they might get traded.
I do think, like, obviously the Clippers-Rockets situation was something different altogether because there's just, like, so many layers to that story. But I agree with you. I don't think it's anything crazy. Also, I feel like, you know, I just have a real hard time believing if this is, like, I'm this close to you. Like, how are we missing like that? Like, that's what the baseball fights like.
I think Aaron Aflalo wanted to connect, and thankfully he didn't because that would have been ugly.
I mean, if he wanted to connect, can he fight?
Nah, you can miss. You like, can miss.
You can miss like that.
Boxers miss all the time. They're professionals and they miss all the time.
No. If he really wanted to fight, he advertised that. He might as well had a bill.
He might
have been
so.
Like, it's
because he didn't want to end up in that
here
headlock.
Here it comes, and I'm swinging.
He threw that thing with speed. What are you
speed?
Talking about? Hey,
he
how about
like
Shaq?
Was like,
did you see Shaq go after Brad Miller? Brad Miller wasn't even looking. Shaq just missed him.
Yeah, but yes.
These are basketball players. They're not fighters. They might not be able to fight.
You're not swinging like this. Like, if you want to hit someone, bop.
Oh, look at you.
I mean, maybe
some
like
training.
I gotta let you know it's coming. No. I don't think he really meant to hit him. I think he was just angry. He wanted to express his frustration.
Man.
And then he wound up in the coldest headlock of all time.
Yeah, that wasn't a good look for him. I know his boy is going to be messing. It was like he was just playing with his son. Like, man, get this dude is out of control. Get him out of here. And I like Aaron, but come on. It was a bad look.
I don't think he meant to hit him. But I have no problem with it. David, this is from David. Now that Kawhi is out even longer, do the Warriors have a viable contender in the West? But I guess we could start with Kawhi. What's wrong with Kawhi?
That's the mystery. That's the great mystery. I mean, structurally, everything is looking good, but it's just not right. I don't know what
to... Is it mental or...?
It's possible. I mean, look, he's a tough guy. He's a tough-minded player. So I don't think it's hard to believe it's mental, but when there aren't really structural reasons and you should be fine, I don't know. I mean, it's bizarre. You know, is he when he plays, is he worried that if I go full bore,
I'm going to pull it again or tear it again or, you know, whatever. Like, it's just very strange. I think we'll see him again at some point in the season. But for all intents and purposes, I don't think they can contend with Golden State now.
So who is the
I think
contender?
Houston would be the one team. Look, I think an OKC Golden State series, if it's a first or second round series, would be fun. Mm-hmm. And it would be a little more draining on the Warriors than you want in the second round or first round, just because of the drama of Durant being there and right. Westbrook. And I mean, it. And I think that would bring out the best in OKC. Mm-hmm. They've beaten Golden State. They probably feel like, look, we can beat these boys. You know, you got three stars. You got some good role players that have been there before that feel like we should have beat them a few years ago. So I think that would be a great series to watch. Might probably would end in 5 or 6. Houston, I think, is clearly the one team that could give Golden State some trouble. I would pick the Warriors without question. But they can score. They've beaten them this year as well. And Chris Paul and Harden, if they're healthy, they've played well together. There are two problems with Houston. One, Harden and Chris Paul have shown some issues in the clutch. Paul has had his moments of good play in the clutch, but he's also had some bad moments. And then D'Antoni, his lack of attention to detail. And there's very little room for error in the playoffs in general, especially when you get deep in the playoffs. But when you play the Warriors, there's virtually no room for error. And I look back at D'Antoni's teams in Phoenix when they used to play the Spurs in the playoffs. The series were great, but there would always be some little thing they overlooked. A bad rotation, a bad turnover, you know, a missed assignment. Players getting off the bench during the scrum. San Antonio, on the other hand, executing right. during. It's almost like the Steelers. Like D'Antoni is like the Steelers and Mike Tomlin. And obviously the Spurs are like Bill Belichick and the Patriots. So that's the difference between those teams.
No more? Very insightful perspective.
Thank you.
This is from Ben. Is it time to think of Anthony Davis as an MVP contender?
No.
Okay.
No, look, great player. I voted him. I'm one of the media members that votes for the starters of the All-Star game. Mm-hmm. I voted for him to start. So I think he's having a great year. But the team is 500-ish, and you've got another great player next year. Now, it's not all AD's fault. You know, that team should be better. You've got something nobody else has. You got two star Twin Towers. And you've got Rajon Rondo. And they do have to stay healthy, Drew Holiday. But I'm not ready to call him an MVP candidate.
Who is your MVP right now?
You know, it's almost, this is a year where right now, no candidate is unflawed. Is unflawed a word?
It is now.
Yes, yes. No candidate is without flaws. That's better. I know that those are two words. LeBron, first half, because James Harden got hurt and it looked like he was going to be out longer, I had LeBron. But with the team losing so badly, if they were to keep playing like this, it's hard to give him the MVP.
Right.
James Harden has to stay healthy, get healthy and stay healthy. Otherwise, he could win it. Durant and Steph are right there, but they could cancel each other out. Mm. And Steph may have missed too many games already. So those are my top four. And then, yeah, if down to fifth, you can throw in Giannis, you can throw in Anthony Davis. But when you're voted fifth or fourth, you're not, you weren't really in the serious right. conversation.
For the whole season.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do the emoji game real quick. We got a few more minutes. It's Carmelo Anthony on having fun as the second or third option alongside Russell Westbrook and Paul George. He said, I think right now, after accepting that role, game is starting to be fun again for me, fun for us as a team. Anytime you get to be making shots and winning basketball games, it makes it much more fun. I'm going to go with this.
Oh.
Because I like the Thunder. Westbrook's my favorite. And also, it's fun to win. So I get you. I feel you, Carmelo.
I was actually going the same way as you. Really. Because, look, this is a good, this is a chemistry-building comment. And I think Melo, for him to accept his role as the third option, I think is great. That's not an insult, especially in your 15th year. You're still going to be a Hall of Famer. And that's what's going to help them win. That still is a team, and this is why they probably won't trade Paul George, that could be dangerous in the playoffs, as I said earlier. So I like it.
I like it, Carmelo. Keep winning. All right.
I'm shocked.
I can be nice.
I'm not used to that. You threw me off.
Listen, you gotta stay
I feel like I'm in Bizarro World.
You gotta stay on your toes. You gotta stay on your toes.
Yes.
Yeah, no slacking around here.
Because I'm used to the venom aggression? Coming from vitriol and venom.
I'm so sweet. What are you talking
coming
about?
From you?
All right, this is from Luke Walton, who is still the Lakers coach, but not for much longer.
That's the joy I know and love. Yes.
We're trying to build something where we can be really good again for a long time. I know it takes time. It takes failing. It takes coming together as a group. It is challenging to go through it. You want to win now. You want instant gratification. That's not the way it works in this league. I'm going to go with this one. I'm going to go with 100.
Really?
100. He is right. Unfortunately, that's not how it's going to work out for him because it's the Lakers. Ooh. Okay.
It takes failing, but not failing to this extent.
I agree with that. I mean, the part that I am giving this for is that's not the way it works in this league. It will work if you get LeBron, but you don't have LeBron right now. So for other teams, I agree. You gotta let Lonzo develop.
I'm with you on that.
Are being very impatient in that situation. But why are you saying bullpen?
Just because it doesn't take failing to the degree that they are failing. Like at some point, you need to begin showing some progress. Now, Lonzo's been hurt, and Lonzo is the culture changer. He's the catalyst there. So I'm with Luke. Maybe this was a little strong. Maybe. I mean, this is pretty bad.
We bring it strong around here. It's fine.
But
hot takes only.
I just think, you know, it takes I don't like the word failing in that context. Maybe you got to take your lumps. You know, you're going to take some bruises. You know, your bumps and bruises, you know, some of those cliches. Failing, there are degrees of failing. You can fail and not make the playoffs.
Right.
Or you can fail and win 11 games or wherever they're at now, right now. So, but in defense of Luke, Lonzo's been out and that's a problem.
I like Luke. I do like Luke.
You're not calling for his job five times since he sat down.
I'm not calling for anything. I'm telling you what's going to happen. There's not my desire.
You think at the end of this
year,
I do have to say, though,
if LeBron comes to the Lakers, like everything I ever said about LeBron, I'm not taking it back. But I will rescind my pettiness for LeBron if he comes to the Lakers because I got to watch that. Mm-hmm. Not that I don't watch LeBron. I obviously watch LeBron.
You're not taking it back, but you're rescinding it.
Yes, I will forgive him.
So until he's back.
As long as he's still in Cleveland, like, it is against, like, I lose my birthright if I root for him in Cleveland. I can't do it. It's not even about Miami. I was born in Pittsburgh.
You lived in Akron.
I didn't live in Akron.
You didn't live in Akron?
No.
Your brother played
football.
You visited Akron
a million times. By the way, you hung out in Akron.
I
was a child. I didn't have a choice. I was dragged there. Okay? Rubber Bowl was a freezing cold place. I have a lot of love for Akron.
Thanks.
For Akron. That is not Akron and Cleveland
enough,
are
though.
Not. No, they're not.
No, it's 20 minutes.
We discussed
minutes, 25
this.
Minutes
it's a longer drive
when
than
I worked in Akron. I worked in Akron when you were a little kid. I worked in Akron.
It's like an hour drive.
And no, it's not an hour. I lived in Cleveland when I worked in Akron. I lived in a suburb of Cleveland, but it was Cleveland.
So you like to drive then?
No, it was like a 20-minute drive, a 25-minute drive.
I don't know about that. It felt longer.
They're virtual twin cities. One is much smaller. I mean.
I've got a lot of love for Akron. University of Akron, great place.
Shout out to Michael Dokes.
Akron. The Zips. Shout out to Akron Zips.
Zips.
And the Rubber Bowl, which is gone
Nate
now.
Nate Thurman, I think. Nate.
Maybe two people know what we're talking about right now. All right. This final thing for today with Chris Broussard on The Hang. And thank you for joining us, by the way. And check out
Antoine
his podcast,
Winfield.
In the Zone podcast. All right, Matt Barnes is boycotting.
I covered all them in high school.
Is boycotting the McDonald's. He's boycotting McDonald's McNuggets after Shaq's son was denied a spot on McDonald's All-American team. Matt, I believe he tweeted this, right? Yeah. Dear McDonald's, seeing that you made a huge mistake by leaving Shaquille O'Neal off the McDonald's All-American team, I will no longer allow my twins to eat your 6-piece chicken nugget Happy Meals. I hope you're happy. I know the twins won't be when I tell them no more nuggets. Hashtag no more nuggets. It's really an all-time great tweet. And I love it.
I love it too.
First of all, great move. And look.
It's a fraternity. Big Mac is
the number one fast food sandwich of all time, in my opinion. It goes Big Mac, power ranking.
Fast food?
It's Big Mac, fries, Coca-Cola. Then you've got the Wendy's spicy chicken sandwich, okay? Mm. Wendy's fries, Sprite with that one, though.
Okay.
Whopper Jr., I like to go something. I like to get a little edgy, like maybe Dr. Pepper or Ruby. I haven't had that in a while, so I'm not sure what that is. But you got to get onion rings at Burger King because the fries are not good.
Yes.
What about you? So In-N-Out, they get no love?
Listen, In-N-Out has great burgers, but the fries are abysmal. Abysmal. Inedible. Anyway, the point is
McDonald's has the best fries.
McDonald's best fries.
Without
hands down
question.
Best fries. So he's only boycotting the Nuggets.
But In-N-Out, I would put In-N-Out above the Whopper.
The burgers?
Yes. Above the Whopper. Big you Mac, know, you're right. Big Mac is
I just have more
legit.
Nostalgia for the,
man,
for the Whopper.
Man, I feel like a Big Mac right now.
Yeah, I know. I always talk myself into spicy, chicken sandwich.
But I love really what Matt Barnes is sticking up for, you know, they for say Sharif. It's a fraternity. I got it. Look, I haven't seen Sharif play enough. Obviously, he's got good genes. He's Shaq's son, so he must be really good. I'm surprised they didn't put him on there. On the one hand, I want to give him credit. If they just didn't think he was good enough,
yeah.
I give him credit for sticking to their guns and not just saying, he's Shaq's son, let's put him on the team. On the other hand, he's Shaq's son, put him on the team.
Exactly. You know? And also, Matt, just, Chick-fil-A, hello. The best.
Chick-fil-A is legit.
I don't even McDonald's McNuggets anyway. You saw the Chick-fil-A McNuggets.
Oh, the McDonald's McNuggets.
Chick-fil-A McNuggets.
I'm not going to
Chick-fil-A, whatever they're called. The chicken things.
Chicken nuggets. They're
chicken. They call them chicken nuggets there?
Chicken fingers, chicken tenders.
Chicken things.
Chicken
nuggets.
Pieces.
Nuggets. All right, we'll call them nuggets.
They're good.
Anyway, I'm getting rushed out of here. So thank you, Chris, for joining us.
I loved it.
Sorry if we were aggressive. And
found out you had a nice side for a little.
For a little bit.
Just
sometimes
tiny,
I'm nice.
A tiny nice side.
Check us out next time.
Real brief.
Maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I'm not.